What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Yankton District 18 is one of the two perfect county districts in the state of South Dakota. So Yankton County is my district. We are located on the Missouri River, which certainly is important for us for recreation, tourism, and attracting people to our community. Yankton industry, healthcare is the major employer, having both Avera Sacred Heart Hospital and having the South Dakota Human Service Center. We also are a community that have a very large population of light manufacturing industry, a good variety of opportunities for individuals in this community. And again, being Yankton County, agriculture certainly is very important in our district. So my constituents are professionals that are both in education and in the healthcare field. I have the workforce that are in the manufacturing, and then families are key in this community. And we have an excellent school system, as I said, recreation, business opportunities, and a good balance of opportunities for families to engage in and feel safe and secure in our community.
Now, discuss some major issues and topics you want the legislature to address.
Currently, I'm serving as chairman of a summer study that is focusing on Medicaid reimbursement. And I think when you look at the budget for South Dakota, a large percentage of that budget goes to Medicaid. And so that is a continual topic that is out there. And certainly we need to be addressing that we're adequately reimbursing our Medicaid providers in order that we have continuation of services that can be provided. We also are a state where we have a lot of elderly, and we need to focus on how we can help them to remain independent in their homes, and that also includes looking at legislation to assist family caregivers in helping to keep those individuals at home. Certainly looking at workforce for economic development, how are we going to continue to recruit young people to stay in South Dakota, to work in South Dakota and raise their families, and that goes back to education. I have served on the Appropriations Committee for over 10 years and recognize the importance of having a balanced budget, and a balanced budget means that we identify what the priorities are on this in this state so that we can fund those areas so, again, that we can offer our citizens of South Dakota that quality of life they want, that they desire, and that they want to keep their families here in South Dakota.
Now, what legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with these?
As chair of the summer study, we will have recommendations coming out of this committee. We just had our first meeting, so I'm not sure what we're going to conclude with, but I think we're going to be looking at what kind of opportunities, if we're finding, which is evident, we're not compensating at the level of cost of providing services. So I think some of those recommendations may include how do we have funding to support providers for those continuation of services. I think when you look at education, it's not necessary legislation, but it's how much we appropriate to VOTEC, to those programs. I think that's a lot of the work that I do sitting on appropriations. It's not necessarily bringing the individual bills, but it's listening to departments and to those that are bringing bills that do involve expenditure of state dollars